The Intrinsic Significance of the Christian Life, Bird's Eye View. Roman numeral number 1. The Christian life is a life of living Christ. Our living should be Christ, and the way to live Christ is to love Christ. A. We can live Christ by loving Christ to the uttermost. If we do not love Christ, we cannot live Him. And loving Him is the best way to concentrate our entire being on Him. Mark 12:30. And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart and from your whole soul and from your whole mind and from your whole strength. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. B. To love God means to set our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, with the heart, soul, mind, and strength absolutely on Him. That is, to let our entire being be occupied by Him and lost in Him, so that He becomes everything to us and we are one with Him practically in our daily life. C. When we love Him, the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. The Greek word for searches is used in reference to active research, implying accurate knowledge gained not by discovering, but by exploring. The Spirit of God explores the depths of God concerning Christ and shows them to us in our spirit for our realization and participation. D. To live the Christian life is to love Jesus, the Son of God, so that we will be loved by the Father and the Son and enjoy the Son's manifestation to us and their visitation to us for them to make a mutual abode with us. E. The Christian life is a life of loving God and loving one another with God Himself as our love. Christ lived in this world a life of God as love, and He is now our life that we may live the same life of love in this world and be the same as He is in His lost one seeking and sinner-saving ministry journey. 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. Roman numeral number 2. To live the Christian life is to do all things in the person of Christ, in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:10. But whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For also what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, it is for your sake in the person of Christ. A. The Greek word for person is literally face, as in 4:6. It refers to the part around the eyes, the look as the index of the inward thoughts and feelings, which shows forth and manifests the whole person. B. The Apostle Paul, who was a pattern for the believers, was one who lived and acted in the presence of Christ, according to the index of his whole person expressed in his eyes. C. Whenever our heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away from our heart, and we can behold the Lord of glory with an unveiled face. Actually, our turned away heart is the veil. An unveiled face is an unveiled heart to behold the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. D. The glory of God is in the face of Christ, and His face, His person, is the indwelling treasure in our spirit. We are earthen vessels who are worthless and fragile, but within our spirit we contain a priceless treasure, the face, the person of Christ Himself. In the whole universe, there is nothing so precious as to behold the face of Jesus. 1. It is only when we are living in His presence, looking at the index of His being, that we will sense that He is such a treasure to us. If we have some problem, we just need to tell Him. He is right within us, and He is with us face to face. F. As we turn our heart to the Lord in our spirit to behold Him face to face, and beam Him into others, we are in the process of being transformed into His glorious image unto the day when we will be like Him because we will see Him even as He is. 1 John 3:2. Roman numeral number 3. To live the Christian life is to walk worthily of the calling with which we were called. Ephesians 4:1. I beseech you therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love. 3. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. A. The first item of a walk worthy of God's calling is for us to be diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit as the reality of the body of Christ, with the transformed human virtues strengthened by and with the divine attributes. 1. In the spirit of the glorified Jesus, there is the transformed humanity of Jesus. To drink of the flow of the one Spirit for the one body is to drink of and flow out the Spirit of the man Jesus. To drink of and flow out the humanity of Jesus with his divinely enriched human virtues of lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. B. The second item of a walk worthy of God's calling is for us to grow up into Christ, the head in all things. 15. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. In order to grow up into Christ in all things, for the building up of his body, we need to enjoy Christ as our all-inclusive universal replacement for the producing of the one new man. So, we must hear him and see Jesus only. 2. Whatever or whoever is not Christ, God fires. God has replaced everything in his Old Testament economy with Christ. The third item of a walk worthy of God's calling is for us to learn Christ as the reality that is in Jesus. Number 1. The reality is in Jesus refers to the actual condition of the life of Jesus as recorded in the four Gospels. Jesus lived a life in which he did everything in God, with God and for God. God was in his living, and he was one with God. D. The fourth item of a walk worthy of God's calling is for us to live in love and light. 1. We need to be partakers, enjoyers of the divine nature. The divine nature is what God is. God is spirit, God is love, and God is light. Spirit is the nature of God's person. Love is the nature of God's essence, and light is the nature of God's expression. E. The fifth item of a walk worthy of God's calling is for us to live by being filled in spirit to overflow with Christ. 5:15. Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit. 1. Speaking, singing, psalming, giving thanks to God, and subjecting ourselves to one another in the fear of Christ are not only the outflow of being filled in spirit, but also the way to be filled in spirit. Roman numeral number 4. To live the Christian life is for us to accept the discipline of the Holy Spirit. A. God wants to take away our taste and change our scent by our accepting the discipline of the Holy Spirit, which is God's emptying us from vessel to vessel for the removal of the lees, the dregs, of our natural outer man until we have the pure taste of Christ and exude the pure fragrance of Christ. Jeremiah 48:11. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he is settled on his lees, and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has gone into exile. Therefore, his taste remains in him, and his scent is not changed. Hebrews 12:11. Now, no discipline at the present time seems to be a matter of joy, but of grief. But afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of the righteousness to those who have been exercised by it. 2. Those who have never gone through trials and chastisement have not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Thus, the taste of the lees, the dregs, the sediment of their natural disposition, their outer man, their self, remains within them, and their scent is not changed. B. Mary had an alabaster flask filled with a pound of ointment of very valuable pure nard. When she broke the flask and poured it out on the Lord, the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. C. The alabaster flask signifies our outer man, which needs to be broken so that the inner man can break forth. The Lord works in us and on us in so many different ways for the purpose of breaking the earthen vessel, the alabaster flask, the outer shell. D. What we are by nature means nothing, only what the Spirit constitutes into our being counts. The discipline of the Holy Spirit destroys our natural disposition and habits and brings in the constitution of the Holy Spirit in maturity and sweetness. God orders everything in our environment to tear down what we are naturally so that He may form in us a new disposition, new character, and new attributes. E. There are two main reasons for not being broken. 1. A. A person is not broken because he is living in darkness. 2. A person is not broken because he loves himself too much. F. We need to realize that everything through which we pass has only one purpose, that God's life would be released through us and expressed in us. May our outer man be broken to such an extent that the inner man can be released and expressed. This is precious, and this is the way of the servants of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Ephesians 3:16, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit into the inner man. 17, that Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith.
CB 1. When we love Christ to the uttermost, the Spirit will show us and let us know the depth of God, concerning Christ in our spirit and calls us to live Christ. Roman numeral 1. The Christian life is a life of living Christ. All living should be Christ. And a way to live Christ is to love Christ. A. We can live Christ by loving Christ to the uttermost. If we do not love Christ, we cannot live Him. And loving Him is the best way to consecrate our entire being on Him. Mark 12:30. And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart, and from your whole soul, and from your whole mind, and from your whole strength. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. B. To love God means to set our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, with the heart, soul, mind, and strength, absolutely on him. That is to let our entire being be occupied by him, lost in him, so that he becomes everything to us and we are one with him practically in our daily life. C. When we love him, the Spirit searches all things, even the depth of God. The Greek word for searches is used in reference to active research, implying accurate knowledge gained not by discovering but by exploring. The Spirit of God explores the depth of God concerning Christ and shows them to us in our spirit for our realizations and participations. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart. Things which God has prepared for those who love Him. E. The Christian life is a life of loving God and loving one another with God Himself as our love. Christ lived in this world a life with God as love, and He is now our life that we may live the same life of love in this world and be the same as He is in His lost, one-seeking, and sinner-saving ministry journey. 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. We Christians should keep a clean conscience, but the main point of Christian life is to live Christ. To live Christ should be our goal. As we are engaged in our daily activities, our living should not be those activities but Christ. Our mind should be concentrated on Christ, but this concentration of our mind depends upon our love for Christ. This is why the New Testament charges us to love Christ, loving Him in the best way to concentrate our entire being on Him. When a young mother delivers a child, her whole living is that new baby. For her to live is her new baby. This is because of her love for the child. When we love Christ to the uttermost, our entire being is to occupy with Him and we live Him. Applications to business person, graduate students. Testimony. Several times a year, I am prompted by the Holy Spirit to remember how God, in this great love, called me. He has led me in love. I often thought of Ephesians 2 at the time. First, a new thought that any offense and sin. 2. In which you once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, of the spirit which is now operating in the sons of disobedience. 3. Among whom we also all conducted ourselves once in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. 4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us. 5. Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. 10. For we are His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good work, which God prepared beforehand in order that we would walk in them. When I entered elementary school, I was a standout student with good academics, leadership skills, and was often called upon by the teacher to represent my classes. However, after that, my grades kept declining. I was told that I didn't get taller. My teachers and classmates did not take any notice of me, and began to think that I was nobody. I also failed the high school entrance exam, and I was murmuring. I used to be good, but now I can't help it. And I kept telling myself I could do it, but now I can't get it back. I was relatively good at social studies, English and Japanese, and not so good at math and science. But my father encouraged me to apply at pharmacy school. I was accepted into the Faculty of Pharmacy at the private university in Tokushima and entered in April 1979. At the time, the pharmacy department of the university was surprisingly active in campus work in Japan. Many student brothers and sisters were having church life. I heard the gospel and was baptized in May. At the time, I was very disappointed in myself, but at the same time, I was very proud and had no desire to seek the Lord. But the Lord loved me, sought me out, and visited me. I often remember the story of my salvation in 1979, and loved Him, thanked Him, and renewed my consecrations. The Holy Spirit has prompted me to record these Bible verses and my salvation stories. At times when I was exhausted, and at other times when all was well. Even time I remembered His great love for me, when I was touched by His love, tears filled my eyes. I also often sang the hymn 128. 1. I think of this wonderful grace in your presence. Why did you save me who was fallen? I was sin itself, indulged in the way where you sought me. Embrace me with love. 2. I was bound by sin and suffering, although I didn't desire, but you visited me. I heard your voice, but ignored it. I became your enemy and a veil. The Lord, with His great love, loved me to make me a part of the church, His masterpiece. Lord Jesus, I love you and your church. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, the Christian life is a life of living Christ. To live Christ, I need to love Him to the uttermost. When I love Christ by concentrating my whole being on Him, the Spirit explores all things, the depth of God, the things concerning Him, little by little, and shows me and make me aware of them in my spirit. May I remember how the Lord has loved and guided me, and may I love you even more and live you.
CP2. Accept the discipline of the Holy Spirit. See God's hand in the light. Deal with self-love and live Christ. Roman numeral 4. To live the Christian life is for us to accept the discipline of the Holy Spirit. E. There are two main reasons for not being broken. 1. A person is not broken because he is living in darkness. In all that happens to him, he puts all the blame on other people or the environment. He has no revelation of God's hand, and that God is the one who is dealing with him. 2. A person is not broken because he loves himself too much. We have to ask God to remove self-love from us. All misunderstandings and dissatisfactions arise from only one thing, secret self-love. F. We need to realize that everything through which we pass has only one purpose, that God's life would be released through us and expressed in us. May our outer man be broken to such an extent that the inner man can be released and expressed. This is precious, and this is the way of the servants of the Lord. First, these ones are living in darkness, not seeing God's hand. God is working and breaking, yet they do not know that God is doing the work. They are short of light, and they are not living in the light. They only see men, thinking that men are opposing them. Or they only see the environment, complaining that it is too harsh. May the Lord grant us the revelation to see God's hand. May we kneel down and say, "This is you, this is you. I accept it." At the minimum, we have to know that hand and see that it is not the world, our family, or the saints who are dealing with us. God is the one who is dealing with us. We have to accept and believe everything that the Lord has done. He can never be wrong to what he does. Second, a person is not broken because he loves himself too much. When God plucks this self-love from us, we have to worship Him, saying, "Lord, if this is your hand, I accept it from my heart." We have to remember that all misunderstandings, complaints, and dissatisfactions arise from only one thing, secret self-love. Many times problems arise because we try to save ourselves. Self-love is the root of our problem. May the Lord speak within us today. And may we pray, "My God, I now see that everything comes from you. All of these things were done with only one purpose in mind, that your life would be expressed through me. Through self-love, I have done many things to save myself, and I have wasted much of your time. Today I see your hand, and I willingly consecrate myself to you. I commit myself to your hand once again." Application to young people, college students, new ones. Testimony 1. Since I was young, I was self-conscious and suffered because of my character of being concerned about the way people looked at me. I was able to open to a few friends that I became close to. But when I was with a large group of people, I became unnatural and awkward, unable to open to others, and having only an awkward relationship on the surface. I thought I hated myself like that, but one day I realized that I did not hate myself, but loved myself too much. I felt that this character had to be changed for the gospel and for the fellowship of the body, but I could not change myself. However, as Hymn 1159 says, "Lord, when first I saw thee in thy splendor, all self-love and glory sank in shame. As I took my eyes off my ugly self and gazed at the Lord with love, little by little my burden for others began to outweigh my concern for myself. I thank the Lord that through the discipline of the Holy Spirit, He is breaking my natural character and allowing the inner man to break forth." T. testimony too. When I spend time in church service, I sometimes find my unsaved daughter unhappy. She just wants to say, if you have time to do other people's things, do things at our house. Sometimes my daughter complains and I want to argue with her. In the past, when the relationship went bad, we would not speak to each other for half a day. But after experiencing the Lord and loving Him, I began to want to be a person who lives the Lord and feel the need to put myself down when interacting with my daughter. Now, when my daughter complains to me, I say, O Lord Jesus, I love you. I call on the name of the Lord. Then I can calm down and avoid conflict with my daughter. I love you, Lord, from my whole heart and from my whole soul and from my whole mind and from my whole strength. May I, the outer man, be broken and leave the Lord and preach the gospel to my daughter and my husband.